Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the solutions of your problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today to provide you with those very beautiful tips based on Quran and narrations, we have with us in the studio our guest speaker, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here in this beautiful discussion.
Thank you so much for coming. Well, sister, in our previous sessions, we talked about so many things. We are discussing the time parents can give to their children while playing with them, because we have seen Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny giving that time to the children. So there's one thing, boys are so much obsessive about watching wrestling, like, you know, going for wrestling. And sometimes parents stop them and say, like, this is something very aggressive. Or if boys are watching that. Unfortunately, we have girls in the home who are, like, you know, who have no choice but to see that. But, you know, seeing those men in wrestling and all have with no clothes and all may have some bad impact on their mind. So how do we teach a boy? Like, how do we tackle a boy who loves wrestling? So do we have anything on that in Islamic upbringing?
Why we have to control or discourage that boy? Because fortunately, we have many beautiful stories in our Islamic tradition that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would literally encourage some games, some sports. Number one, all these sports are mentally, physically, very, very beneficial mostly for boys. Number one is wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah. And literally our prophet would take, you know, one group and he would encourage, he would say, oh yeah, I'm fan of this team, you know. And he would say, they're like sitting and watching and encouraging two teams for having that competition, is also narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wrestling, because maybe I don't know, nowadays everything has becoming very commercial and maybe very, like, we can say,
showing this aggressive kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah. But the main concept of wrestling is to strengthen your defense
body.
Power.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is recommended in Islam in a very decent way, definitely. And I think by just knowing this hadith, we as a parents, we would feel so much peace and calm by spending time with our family, because our Prophet, he was sitting in the mosque of Nabi. Yeah, we call it Masjid al-Nabawi.
And
what he said, "Julusul mar'i 'inda 'ayalihi ahabbu ilayya min i'tikafi masjidi haza." Look at the saying of Rasulullah. He said, just spending time with your family in your house is better sometimes to spending during the i'tikaf time, which is a very,
mosque,
very,
yeah, in the mosque,
not a, yeah, not And normal mosque, you know, ordinary mosque, mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
All right.
Yeah, because one rakah, one unit of salah in this mosque somehow is better than 10,000 or 1,000 rak'at and units of praying the same namaz, same prayer in any other mosque.
Yeah,
normal
okay.
and ordinary mosque. So That kind of ahadith, literally, Sister Zaidab, when I'm spending time with my kids, I feel, wow, I'm just trying to resemble my prophet. Wow, I look like Bibi Fatima. I'm trying to copy Imam Ali alayhi salam. I know Imam Zamana, yeah, our Imam of the time is observing my this gathering, my this sitting. Wow, he would be so happy.
So
because
happy
with
that I'm
good intention,
time.
I'm just sitting, yes, spending time with my child. Nowadays, we play Ono, we can play so many board games, you know, and we can do wonders with our children.
Children, I hope all mothers have that feeling. Well, sister, I'll be talking to you, but after a very short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking on Islamic upbringing and we are talking on vitamin P. That was the vitamin of playing, how sister put it very beautifully. So sister, yes, please continue.
Yeah, so as I was sharing with you that one is wrestling. Another thing, another game which I have seen in history, that is the competition of calligraphy and writing. One day, our prophet, he is just putting this beautiful environment and he's saying, Hassan, Hussein, you both, yeah, who can write better? And they both started to write something. And now they have brought the writings in front of Rasulullah that please judge. Yeah, who's the best in writing? And the story is very long, but in short, I will just say that, you know, they couldn't decide because both are Sayyid Shabab Ahlul Jannah. They are just princes of heaven. So they don't want to, you know, choose one of them. So the trick was, again, something very logical, very beautiful that, you know, the necklace of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, they just open up the necklace and they say, just... collect the
beads.
We can say sorry
the beads
world. Yeah, so the one who will collect more that would be the winner.
Okay,
and this was, you know, the beautiful arrangement by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that both of them, they have collected the same number of beads.
Wow.
So, you know, the match was draw between them and both were equally beautiful and fine.
When it comes to handwriting, when it comes to collecting the pearls of the necklace.
And one more thing is about horse riding. We have many hadiths that you have to teach your child horse riding. You know, nowadays, if you study about it, you will be amazed at how much this sport is beneficial for our physical strength and balancing. So Islam is encouraging about horse riding, swimming, because our earth is full of water. I think one third is, you know, a dry and we can live there and most of the earth contains water. Therefore, swimming is also very, very encouraging in Islam. And there are so many beautiful other games and sports encouraged by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I just remember one beautiful incident. If there's a time,
I would definitely want you to share that with our audiences, but after a very short break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, it is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the vitamin P. That was vitamin of playing. Sister, you said there are so many games, there are so many exercises, rather, that are recommended in Islam. I would want you to name them once again. You said there's horse riding, there's
wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, as we said, something to do competition. For example, that those days
involving
about calligraphy and writing.
Involving the children into competitions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in a very, very definitely modest way. That is really, really encouraging in Islam. And going just as I said, you know, playing with mud and water, spending time in a garden, because you cannot believe it that most of our A'imma alayhimus salam, they would have a beautiful garden, like nowadays we say farmhouse, yeah?
Okay.
So and they would go on weekends to that garden out of the city, and full of fruits and trees and greenery and rivers and mountains. So even history has written that Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha and Imam Ali Alayhi Salam and children, they would just take some dates as snacks and they would just go to desert safari. You know, nowadays in Dubai, it's really, really trendy, common, and even in Iran, in Pakistan. So I love the way, you know, they are dividing their days. It doesn't mean that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they are just sitting on a chair as a teacher, as a, you know, preacher, or just they're praying or studying. No, they would divide their day the way we have hadith, you know, for yourself, for halal entertainment. So when it comes to halal entertainment, definitely family is there. So with family, they would play so many sports and games. And one story I would love to share with you is
definitely
that, you know, one day our Prophet, when he was going from his home, from his house to masjid, to mosque, to lead the prayers. Yeah? So we can learn a lot from this story. Okay. While he was going, on his way, few children, they just requested him, Ya Rasulallah, O Prophet, can you play with us? You know?
Wow.
And look at the Prophet. He started to play with them. So it shows that not only Imam Hassan or Hussein alayhi salam or Zainab or Umm Kulsum alayhi salam. No.
Not only they were important for him.
Exactly. Even the ordinary children of the Medina.
The children of streets of Medina.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They would offer. That means, you know, that was the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow. That was so nice to hear from you. Like we have had so nice, so kind a prophet, and such beautiful narrations and stories you recited over here. And this was really touching that he would give time to the children of streets of Medina, not only the children of his family. So this teaches us a lot to be social, not to be self-centered or self-centric, not to be thinking about your only children. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners who are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone.